Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
Certainly, over the last year, a lot of people's jobs have changed. And the way mine changed is, well, no travel at the moment, and that's still not happening anytime soon. But the other thing that's happening is I'm spending a lot more time, well, both attending and actually giving webinars. Now, I do a couple types of webinars. There are ones that I run entirely myself, where I am, I'm basically putting up the material and doing all of that. And I've definitely spent some time to improve my webinar game, and includes getting some additional equipment and lighting and green screen and all of that. And of course, a new microphone. But the other part of that is that I'm also involved with larger productions where we're doing, there are webinars, but they're much bigger events that have production staff and that kind of thing. And so some of those events, what's happened is that some of the sessions are pre-recorded, and you can actually do quite a lot when you do a pre-recorded event. And in fact, when my employer did its our annual conference that we did it virtually, some of the sessions were definitely recorded, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think there was as a result of that, they could actually do a higher quality production as far as the event and really make it something special. And we even for our internal stuff, I mean, we did, a lot of the stuff was pre-recorded for some of our, like our sales kickoff kind of stuff. But there was a lot of effort and energy put into making it, something that was, okay, yeah, we knew it was pre-recorded, but it was, there was some actual production value. Yeah, what I'm seeing, unfortunately, in other situations is like today I was watching I was attending a webinar, and what was happening was that, and it was very clear from the get-go it was a recording, and that's, and the way that they did that was that there was a time code in the corner of the video that was playing. And to me, right, that's just, it's just one of those little simple things, right? And there are some things you can do, right, to make it, make it more believable, or, it's kind of like what, the work you do with your green screen, right? It's like, it should be, it doesn't have to be like, 100% perfect, and it's probably not going to be 100% perfect, but put some effort into it and make it, make it engaging, make it something slightly bigger than or better than something that, that two people, it's like just taking the recording of a webinar or a session and not punching it up just a little bit, right? And kicking it up a notch. I think, one thing that's very obvious is that, you can do so much more when you are actually, doing pre-recorded things. Yeah, you can do a bit more. Maybe you can employ a few more tricks, or, you don't have to put that much more effort into it, I don't think, but it seems like we could do so much more with, okay, if we're not doing it live and we're not in person, right? There's definitely more that can be done, and we can all up our game. And it's not just necessarily having additional equipment, but it's also just, noticing the little details, things like a time code in a, on a screen or something. How did somebody not catch that? In any case, it's just little things, right, that we can do. I think that's, part of the Zoom fatigue or whatever it is, is that, yeah, we're doing the same thing over and over again. We're doing a lot of them, and we're spending a lot of time in front of a virtual screen, right? I get that, and I understand that, but it seems like we can do a bit more, right? And it's not just try to do the same thing over and over again, but try to up the game, try and just, give somebody something different to look at. And it's not, obviously you can't do the same old events, and you can't do, we have to do some different things. But it seems to me we could be trying a lot harder in general, right, with some of these virtual things, because it doesn't look like these things are going away any time in the near future, at least for me. And so I'm always trying to figure out how we can make these events more engaging, how we can, and I do all of my events live, at least all the ones that I'm the sole presenter and that kind of thing. But for the bigger events, I think there's so much more we can do even for those events to make them more engaging. And I'm not quite sure exactly what yet. But even just using the technology that we have, the technology's gotten so much better, of course, and there's lots more ways to interact and whatnot. But, I think that's what's missing from a lot of these you know, virtual events really is just the ability to interact. Because, you know, when I go to a user group in some place in the world, yeah, I can interact with the crowd. And there's just, you know, it seems like that there needs to be some way to facilitate that. That's a little bit more than just, I don't know, raising your virtual hand in a Zoom or typing in a question in the Q&A. There needs to be something. And I'm not saying it needs to be, you know, everybody needs to stream video or whatnot, but there needs to be something that, I don't know, that there's some feedback mechanism that we're just that, and I've kind of just gotten used to not having the feedback mechanism, but there's just so much more that even with the technology there, it's like people, you know, it's like you could, even participants can participate even with the limited functionality that they have. But it seems like we could do, you know, we could all do so much more in these virtual events.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.